Nelly, is that you?
Asked a deep voice from the shadow of the porch. Frightened, she jumped, knocking over the basket of apples that she had just picked in the garden in the evening sun. It was the voice of a stranger, but something in it made her feel it was someone she knew. A cold shiver ran through her as she made out the figure of a tall, dark man in the fading light.
What? Is it really you? Have you come back?
Gasped Nelly, looking as if she had seen a ghost. He stepped out of the shadows and the light fell on his face. There was no mistaking his singular, deep-set eyes. She could never have forgotten those.
Yes, Heathcliff.
He glanced up at the windows above them.
Where is she, Nell? How is she? Is she here? Don't look as if I've come back from the grave. Go and tell her I'm here. Tell her someone from the village wants to talk to her just for a moment. Say something. Go and call your mistress.
The last words were spoken with force. Nelly's head was spinning with thoughts. What effect would this have on her mistress? How would she take it? She went shakily up the stairs. It was not in her nature to disobey orders. But when she opened the door and saw Kathy and Edgar sitting quietly, chatting to each other contentedly, she almost shut it again. Telling herself to ignore the strange sensation of panic she felt inside, she took a deep breath and said,
"There's someone to see you from Gibberton, ma'am."
As she said the words, her heart missed a beat, as if the fateful hand of destiny had pushed the words out of her.